gonna be a long hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when you say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the sun.
Well, we got through summer with a lot of people saying, never really felt like summer, you know, it was hot a few days, then it was so hazy, I didn't want to go outside, or then it was stormy and a little wet or too windy. But man, you can't complain about the summer heat wave that we're experiencing right now. Day after day, hot in the 30s, and the next 3 or 4 days to come, more of the same. And everyone has that same, you hear the same question, day after day in a heat wave.
Hey, you know, Pally, is it hot enough for you?
Is it hot enough for you?
Hot enough for you?
There's nothing worse than this freaking heat than a stranger asking you on the street, is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Hey, hot enough for you? You see, that's the joke, because it's already too hot. So obviously asking you if it's hot enough for you is sort of redundant. Since the heat is already here, therein lies the humor.
All right. I know I was at the grocery store yesterday picking up a couple things, and I'm standing there in line, and I heard that question three times. Is it hot enough for you? Well, it's never hot enough for me because our summers are so short. I'm enjoying the heat wave here right now, too. But I know you're sweating on the farm, too, because harvest is underway, and those lunch breaks and dinner breaks in the evening in the field are welcome because you're probably quenching your thirst there, too. But I know a lot of cabs, depending on, you know, your farm size, are air conditioned cool comfort, too. So I hope harvest is going well. You need to stay on top of your hydration if you're outside of air-conditioned comfort for too long today. And your pets, too. They need extra water. So fill up those water bowls. And if you're thinking of taking your pooch to that big dog swim that's coming up Monday at Regent Park Pool, remember you do need to register your pooch in advance if you want to go. You know, a few weeks ago, I saw Halloween candy popping up in grocery stores, in the big box stores, early August. I'm like, really? And then, of course, this week, Tuesday, Starbucks dropped their pumpkin spice latte menu. And now I see a Halloween pop-up store is already open in the city's East End on Quants. Is anyone at all warm and fuzzy for fall yet? Not me. I'd rather be shopping for Slurpees, ice cream, or a cold beer than a pumpkin spice latte or candy in a costume at this point. I just can't believe how early everything hits store shelves and opens up here when it comes to Halloween, or just about any of the seasonals, right? Christmas, same thing. Surprise. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, Costco has Christmas decorations. That's right. It's too early. This heat wave, I don't want to think about it yet. But hey, Mayor Chad Baczynski is coming on the show today to officially proclaim this Friday as Green Day in Regina. That means anything that moves better be wearing green on Friday. You, your kids, your pets, everyone. But yes, the clock is ticking down on summer vacation, just a few days to go before it's back to school next week. And all kinds of school news this morning, including that tragic Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis. Man, when I was watching the news and seeing the video footage of, you know, the parents running to the school to see if their kids are okay, as a parent, and even if you're not a parent, you can relate to the fear you must have as you make that dash to the school. And unfortunately, a gunman shot through the windows of a school in Minneapolis, killing 2 students, injuring 17. 8 are in critical condition. The shooter killed himself as well. It was the 44th school shooting in the U.S. this year. It's just tragic. Here at home, school parking lots are, again, very busy, full of teachers who are back to work this week, preparing for the students' return next week. And if you've driven by a high school and noticed football players out there practicing, yeah, high school football is returning early because the season starts tomorrow. All 11 teams are going to play tomorrow, starting at noon with a triple header over Libel Field. And then there's a triple header at Mosaic starting at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon and through the evening. High school football is back earlier in order to allow all the teams to get 7 games in. This is the first time that all 11 teams will be playing in a single day in a long time, and that's taking place tomorrow. In Canada's most notorious city, Moose Jaw, Warriors are back on the ice. Training camp is underway. Regina Pats, of course, have started training camp here at Regina, too. Pats fans excited. We've got the number one and number two overall picks with Maddox Schultz from Regina and Liam Pugh, of course. The team will be holding their annual blue and white game on Monday at the Brandt Center, and they actually expect a good-sized crowd to see those youngsters. Admission for the game is $10 because they'd like to donate to the Regina Food Bank and non-perishable food items to the Regina Food Bank are encouraged too with admission, and it's $15 without a donation, $10 with a donation. But yeah, that's Monday. As Pat fans are a little more excited, the rebuild is coming together with some young talent. It's kind of cool. Lots of Ryder Bomber conversations on the Green Zone yesterday. Of course, we heard from former Bomber legend Chris Walby. He can't wait for Sunday's game.
Well, looking at Winnipeg, I think if they can do what they normally do and they play well against Saskatchewan, I've watched so many games between these two teams, not only as a player but also as a fan. I just say this, it's going to be a slobber knocker. I think it's going to be great, man.
TSN's Dave Naylor was on there, too, and Dave was talking about the possibility of Ajoa Joe returning to Saskatchewan.
I believe he's been assigned to their practice roster. I know that Ajoa Joe has a tremendous affinity for Saskatchewan and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. When I was down there that game, he knew it was Ticat game day. He was paying attention. He's been following all along. I don't think there'd be any hesitation for him if there isn't a practice roster opportunity for him somewhere to come back and rejoin the team that he felt very comfortable with a head coach that he felt very comfortable with as well. Basically two stages here the guys will go through. One, you wait and find out whether you get assigned to a practice roster on the team that you've been with. And then there's another waiting period where you try to click on to somebody else's practice roster. It's hard to do because everybody else has got the same problem.
So there is an opportunity for Joe to rejoin us here, but nothing official yet. And Naylor also thinking this is a must-win for the Riders. Because the assumption most fans have this too, this assumption that the Riders, if they lose this one, then probably lose in Winnipeg. And then all of a sudden they're in third place in the West. So is it a must-win? Many think so right now. The Bombers having fun at our expense too, right? Suggesting friends don't let friends wear green in those billboards that are scattered around the city. Props to them for thinking in advance. They've been up for a couple of weeks now. But, hey, tomorrow it's going to be Green Day, and we're going to make sure that the enemy comes to town. And they know this city is indeed nothing but green. The mayor will be helping me proclaim a Green Day a little later on when he pops by our studio, too. So, in Ryderville, the hot topic as of late has been kicker Brett Lawther.
His kick is up, and it's wide.
Missing field goals, missing yesterday's practice. He was not there, and that immediately led to a Q&A with a coach after practice.
I'll leave that to Brett, personal stuff.
Okay, he's still with the football team, though?
Yep.
Okay. And will he kick this week?
Well, that really depends on the personal stuff.
Yeah. So there you have it. He had a personal day yesterday, but Campbell Fair was there taking kicks with James Evans as the holder. We'll wait to see and perhaps get a little more insight later this morning with CJMB Rider reporter Britton Gray, who will join me for the very latest from practice and a little more what the coach said about Brett Lawther taking a personal day yesterday. Man, there's a big buzz in the city right now. Closing in a Labor Day long weekend. You just heard the forecast. Super hot all weekend long. And there may be those who want to travel to the lake and enjoy it. Whew, it's going to be nice on the lake in the 30s. You might be camping. There are a lot of campsites available right now. It's toward the end of the camping season. And because a lot of people are wanting to get ready for school, they tell me that campsites are available just about every provincial park here for the long weekend. There are some spots available, too. But, of course, a lot of Manitoba fans and fans from across Saskatchewan are venturing to our city for the Labor Day Classic, making it difficult for you to find a hotel room because it's not just football that's filling up hotel rooms, as you're about to find out. President, CEO of the Regina Hotel Association, Sandra Jackal joining me now for a weekend update. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Greg.
Have we had a good summer so far, like the big baseball championships last week? Economically, are we in a good scene here on the hotel side?
We are having the best summer. So last week we saw a national event, Senior Men's Baseball Nationals. New Brunswick took home the championship, which was pretty cool after they drove here. Took them 30 hours to get here after the airline strike. Regina did what it did best, hosted fans from across the country. The event was a huge success. And these kinds of tournaments showcase our facilities and really build a track record for us to help attract even more national events like that.
That was last week. What is occupancy like this long weekend?
Well, this long weekend, it is at capacity or near capacity. So as you know, we have sold out Labor Day Classic. That means that our hotels are absolutely full. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year. And then alongside that, we actually have the Canoe Kayak Sprint Nationals this week and weekend. So if you see it looking like Canoe Kayak City over at Wascana Park, it's the Nationals. There's over 800 athletes that are here from across the country. It's an incredible event, and they're coming here and they're canoeing and kayaking, doing all their fun stuff on the lake there. So they're exploring our city, going shopping, experiencing Regina, and that event, along with the Labor Day Classic, has really boosted our occupancy to near capacity here in Regina this weekend.
Any idea how many actual Bomber fans come to us? Can you tell from all the bookings?
I think it's thousands. You see all the blue when you're at the game, and you know, we like to boo them, but we're still friendly with them. We obviously want to crush them, but there's thousands of people from Winnipeg that come to town.
Sandra Jackal's my guest. Regina Hotel Association President, CEO. What, any idea of what the economic spinoff a Labor Day weekend gives us?
It's probably estimated around $2 million. So that's a huge impact to the city because everyone's coming to town. They're staying in hotels. They're going to restaurants. They're shopping. They're spending money in our town. So having big events like this, really important to the vibrancy of Regina.
Sandra, I'm curious on behalf of the association and all your members, what are they telling you about downtown revitalization and the construction in the core of downtown? It brought us some bad press through Luke and TSN. Not what you want to have? Is it a struggle?
Yeah, I saw what Luke said. You know, I think construction can feel inconvenient downtown, but I guess you could also look at it that it's also a really encouraging sign. So it means there's investment and growth happening in Regina's core downtown. So I guess when the work is done, we'll have an even more welcoming downtown for visitors and residents that benefits our hotels, our restaurants, and the whole community. So we want to look at it from that light. I look at it like short-term pain for long-term gain.
One of the things I love about Sandra Jackal is she's optimistic. Optimistically speaking, what do you see for the future of downtown Regina?
That construction is going to bring more people downtown. With the safety officers that are here now, it's getting much safer. We are hosting tons and tons of events. We're bidding on so many events to come to Regina. It's only going to bring more people to towns, and to enhance it is only going to help Regina. It's going to help it for visitors and also for residents.
Now, you're a tough cookie. It's hard to break you because I know you're working on some major events behind the scenes, that, and there's a veil of secrecy there too. But what if I asked if there's anything you'd love to bring to Regina? Give me an idea?
Well, I have lots of ideas. You know, I'm working on tons and tons of events. Whether we've been on these or not, I won't say. But I would love to bring back the NHL Outdoor Classic, the Heritage Classic that we had in 2019. That would be amazing. It was so cool to have the NHL here for as long as they were here and had that amazing game. Maybe we could have Connor McDavid and the Oilers here next time around.
Yes.
So, you know, talking to those guys would be cool. And then the other thing cool that's really happening around North America is the bananas are filling NFL stadiums in the States. Why not invite them to Canada?
Maybe just quickly explain. They're the baseball club. They're all in yellow jerseys. They dance. It's a party. It's baseball and so much more, right? Like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah, it's a total party. And they're changing baseball. So you're actually part of the game. If a player hits a foul ball and you catch it as a fan in the stands, he's actually out. Like, it's really cool. They're changing the game with how they do things. And it's just they're getting everyone involved. And they've only been playing games in the States, so just to try to have a crack at them to come up to Canada would be really, really awesome.
If there is anyone that can make it happen, it's you. I wish you well in that endeavor, and I know it'll happen.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
Sandra Jackal, thanks for the update on the behalf of the Regina Hotel Association. I appreciate it. Have a great long weekend.
Thanks, Greg. You too.
Busy, busy week. Getting ready for the long Labor Day weekend. There are a lot of hockey camps on over at the Cooperator Center as kids are trying to find their hockey legs again before evaluations crank up, and even some hockey talk yesterday from Calgary, where the elite stars of the NHL chose to play for Team Canada in the February Olympics. They've gathered there for a bit of an orientation over the next couple of days, but it did not stop the press from asking Connor McDavid yesterday about not having signed with the Oil yet.
Yeah, not even a softball Olympic question for me to start, huh? But that's okay. Right into it. Yeah, no. You know, I said at the end of June, I had every intention just to take my time with it, and I still feel the same way. Take my time and go through everything. And I have every intention to win in Edmonton. That's my only focus. Maybe next to winning a gold medal with Canada, but it is my intention to win there. But yeah, taking my time, going through it with, you know, obviously my family, my agent, everybody involved. So we're going through it slowly.
Now, look, as an Oiler fan, I take McDavid at his word. He wants to win in Edmonton. He's not thinking of playing anywhere else. He just spent most of the summer with his best buddy, Draisaitl. They're not going to separate the two of them from Edmonton, although nothing in life is guaranteed. I really do think it's going to be a 4, maybe 5-year contract, maybe $15 million a year. He's going to cut a shorter-term team-friendly deal, if you will, so that they could add pieces for multiple cup runs. And that'll just open up the door for a larger contract in 4 or 5 years. I'm confident he'll be signing. Not a worry for me. We're closing in on the 60th anniversary of the Labor Day Classic. And man, it's really hard. It's difficult to pick a favorite of all the Labor Day Classics I've attended. But this one with Kerry Joseph in the final seconds, pretty memorable.
Joseph goes quarterback.
Look out! Kerry Joseph, touchdown! There's the right option. Amazing execution. Capping a 91-yard drive with a 27-yard rip to the end zone. And the Rough Riders have the lead with 6 seconds to go.
Yes, more moments like that. It is the biggest game of the year, the Labor Day Classic. Riders versus Bombers. Saskatchewan versus Manitoba. Green versus those blue and white pajama tops they call jerseys. Hey, here at CJME, I will be joined later this morning by Mayor Chad Baczynski to help proclaim Friday as Green Day. He'll be here in the studio shortly to make it official. He'll hand me the actual city proclamation, which will mean tomorrow anything that moves should be wearing green. You, me, the neighbor's cat, your grandma's budgie. Heck, if you see a cow out near Pence, knit a rider scarf, put it around its neck. Let's call it a civic duty. Starting tomorrow, Winnipeg fans will begin their annual pilgrimage across the prairie. And the enemy will be walking among us. From restaurant to bar, bar to restaurant, leaving trails of empty wing platters and cheap beer receipts everywhere. And yes, some of them even think they have a chance of winning Sunday.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Not likely. Hey, listen, this is
our house.
They may try and take ownership by putting up billboards that say, friends don't let friends wear green, but we're not going to let it affect us. The mayor raised the flag outside of City Hall Monday and said,
Mayor Chad Baczynski here declaring Green Day. Go out there, cheer hard, get ready to celebrate our Rough Riders.
You heard the man. It's time to go all green, because remember,
they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Yes, it's not just a color, it's a lifestyle. So paint your cars green, paint your home green. Heck, if your neighbor's home isn't green, paint theirs too. Whatever it takes, this is our chance to paint the town green. Paint yourself green. And if anyone asks, why are you covered head to toe in green? Tell them it's a medical condition and it's called Rider Pride!